The state of Idaho is soliciting proposals for projects that would lower the phosphorus level in Coeur d'Alene Lake. Governor Brad Little has set aside $2 million from his Building Idaho's Future Fund.
The governor fully recognizes that with the trends going in the direction we don't want them to go, that we need to start acting today so that we can prevent those scenarios.
Jamie Bruner is the Coeur d'Alene Lake Management Supervisor for the State Department of Environmental Quality. This summer, several North Idaho lakes have algae blooms caused by phosphorus. Craig Cooper, a state limnologist or freshwater manager, says Coeur d'Alene Lake doesn't have much of a problem yet.
There are some parts of the lake down in the southern waters south of Harrison that do get green and gross. We don't sample down there because that's the tribe's area. Up in the northern lake, we really don't see that in the state's areas, except maybe back in some of the back of Kidd Island Bay.
But Cooper says there are signs that rapid development around the lake, in wastewater and runoff from fertilized areas, for example, may be changing the chemistry of the water. The National Academy of Sciences is studying that. The nightmare scenario is that high phosphorus levels reactivate the tons of heavy metals that are sitting dormant on the lake bed. That's where the state wants that toxic stuff. And that's why the governor is calling for action now. Jamie Bruner says Little is asking private companies to submit proposals that are ready to go.
Yes, ideally, we want to see projects at least beginning to be put on the ground before the National Academy of Sciences comes out with their report on Coeur d'Alene Lake, which is due by the middle of next year. So if we can get something on the ground before then, that's what we really want to see.
The state is asking companies to submit applications by September 21st. You can find more information at the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality website. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.